We drink from it, cook with it, and have been enjoying the benefits of aluminum in products that make us feel better, safer, and cleaner. But Austrian filmmaker Bert Eggartner said there's another side to aluminum.
It has a lot of good plus, but there is also a dark side of this metal.
Eggartner explores that alleged dark side in his new film, The Age of Aluminum. The documentary shows the mining and production of aluminum and its resulting impact on the environment. We see the mining of bauxite, an ore that contains a large amount of aluminum hydroxide from a rainforest in Brazil.
Every year, an area equivalent to 250 football fields of prime, species-rich rainforest has to be cut down.
The toxic waste from aluminum production is then discarded over vast areas.
All one can see is millions and millions of tons of hazardous waste that cannot be used for any purpose at all.
And according to the film, the mining waste is apparently causing health problems for the nearby inhabitants.
A dam holding up a huge red mud reservoir burst.
The film also includes footage of a 2010 accident at a Hungarian aluminum factory. Eggartner says aluminum is also making people sick in other ways, through the very products that make life more convenient and safer for so many.
I was surprised when I found it, for example, in vaccines or when I found it in certain kinds of cosmetics, in antiperspirants, even in foods.
Scientists in the film link aluminum found in those products to a wide variety of modern diseases, including breast cancer, Alzheimer's, allergies, and autism.
A loss of motor function, including loss of motor neurons.
Neuroscientist Dr. Christopher Shaw is particularly concerned about the link between aluminum, which can be found in drinking water and antacid medication, and Alzheimer's, a fatal brain-wasting disease.
And many researchers are beginning to accept that aluminum has some sort of role to play in neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. Whether it does in others is still an open question, but Alzheimer's is becoming really coming into focus.
But not everyone agrees with those findings. The Aluminum Association declined our request for an interview, but issued the following statement, quoting, "The age of aluminum deviates from decades of mainstream scientific research and consensus. The weight of published scientific evidence demonstrates no direct causative link between aluminum and the illnesses depicted in the film."
My first message would be, don't panic.
Melissa Perry is an epidemiologist at the George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services.
The current status of the evidence does not give us definitive conclusions that aluminum is linked to Alzheimer's disease or other brain problems or breast cancer. This means it's critically important to conduct more human studies.
More studies. That's a point on which even the Age of Aluminum filmmaker Bert Eggartner agrees.
So aluminum is really a threat for mankind, and we don't have enough research, and that's one of the reasons why I made this film, to give support to the scientists who want to do more research, and I think it's really necessary.
And then on to the metal bars that can be used to make any shapes or sheet thickness required.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
The environmentally unfriendly production phase is carried out in developing countries.